out there. Oh, boy. As you may be able to tell, we're running a little late here tonight with the Papa Prell Show. But I can assure you that it's not my doing, but someone else's. I don't know what the deal is. You know, I think I'm a pretty likable guy. I find it hard to imagine there's some people out there that have a grudge against me. But I go out, you know, I live in an apartment. I go outside, get in my car, it's 9:30, time to go and do the Papa Prell Show controversy. And I get in my car, and what do you think I find, you know? They slash the tires. You know, now, that just makes me sick to think that there's people out there that do that sort of thing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what could someone have on their mind, if they got a mind, that can make them want to do something like that? I don't know. It disgusts me. How about you? I'd like to know what you think. Give me that call. The number is 725-4868. That's 725-4868. I got a big folder here tonight of topics that we want to talk about. And, you know, I think it's fate. That fate would have us, or have it to me, that this terrible incident happened to me because it demonstrates the sort of sick minds that are out there in the world. And that just so happens to have been what the topic was going to be tonight, was sick minds. But in particular, one you could call it an act of vandalism. Some people would call it an assault. I don't know what I'd call it. But it's drive-by shootings, all right? Now, I'm not talking about the type that you do with a camera when you go driving by a pretty girl. I mean, I never did that, you know, but there's some males that do that. And these people, they drive by in a car, and then they shoot, you know? Now, what could possess a person to do something like that? I mean, that's almost as bad as slashing my tires. I want to know what you think. Give me that call at 725-4868. You know, funny thing happened to me. As I get into the station, everyone looked like they were really, you know, sad. And I thought someone had been hurt. And they said, no, we just thought you weren't going on the air tonight. I know you guys out there. Everyone's got a great sense of humor. I didn't think it was that funny, you know. But, of course, they couldn't have known about the tires. That number is 725? My engineer's waving to me. Hi out there. 725-4868. 725-4868. Give us that call, and let's put you on the air on the Papa Prell Show. Topic tonight, drive-by shootings. I want to know what you think could be a justifiable reason why somebody would shoot at someone driving by in a car. You know, I can't think of what it could be. What would justify that sort of behavior? If you got an idea, I want to hear it. That number is 725-4868. Now, when I'm driving down the, you know, freeway, I commute. I admit it, I commute to work. But I don't go down 101. You know, I'm not one of those people that has to go down that alley of trash and stuff. I take the plush, you know, 280 route. I know it takes longer, but I'm worth it. And I go driving down, and I enjoy the view, you know? And nothing possesses me to want to shoot at somebody. I mean, what could be a justifiable reason for shooting at a fellow man in a car, okay? If you know a reason, by all means, give us a call. That number is 725-4868. 725-4868. You know, one of these days you're going to write it down, and I'm not going to have to repeat it, I hope. But, well, quite frankly, I forget it sometimes, too. And of course, oh, wait a minute. I think we got a nibble. Ah, no, another wrong number. some people are so shy. You know, I love summer quarter when all the intellectuals leave. But maybe this is a nice comment about people, that there is no justifiable reason to shoot at the fellow man. Well, you know, come to think of it. Oh, wait a minute. I spoke too soon. We got a caller here. Now, this I want to hear. All right? Let's see. How do you work these things? Prell Show, you on the air.
What are you talking about?
There's these drive-by shootings here that are becoming really popular in L.A.
I see.
You're driving by and you shoot at somebody. You know, I don't know what the deal is, but some people have been doing it, and I'm trying to find out, you know, what could possess a person to do that. You got any reasons out there that might
well,
be...
Well, it depends on who you're shooting at.
What do you mean by that?
Well, is the person you're shooting at really obnoxious? Do you not like the person or what?
Obnoxious?
I don't know anybody obnoxious. Do you know anybody obnoxious?
I know a lot of people obnoxious.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Some obnoxious people out there.
Yeah, you're pretty obnoxious.
Are you? Oh, I'm obnoxious, huh?
Yeah.
Well, listen, pal, you're obnoxious, too, and I don't want to talk to you anymore. Pearl Show, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. Pearl Show Controversy, go ahead. Let's hear what your excuse for shooting at somebody when you're driving by could possibly be. This I want to hear. Don't listen to your radio, Carla. Speak directly into the phone.
I don't know.
Uh-huh. Well, do you drive a car?
Yeah, I do.
Amazing. Pearl Show, you on the air?
Yes. Papa Pearl?
Uh-huh.
You're an asshole, but you...
Oh, really? Well.
You know,
I always enjoy that.
Yeah, he's on here. But, you know the reason... I like to say why I can justify people in drive-by shootings.
Uh-huh.
It's the reason is, it's those driving school people. You know, the people in driver's ed?
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they're really annoying. I mean, you know, they turn in, you know, and they turn in when there's a red light and other kind of things.
Uh-huh.
And they're assholes. Just like
now, listen now. You know, you don't have to talk like that on the Pearl Show. We got decent callers, and we don't want to hear any of that sort of speech here. What we're talking about here is real political and intellectual talk, and we don't want to hear any of that obnoxious... Well, I don't even want to call it anything because it's not justified, you know? Give us that call. That number is 725-4868. Now, I want to hear some real hot topic here. Hot topic, drive-by shootings. We're the first people to take on a subject of that magnitude here. And it's right here on college radio, KZSU. We got a lot of nerve. You know, I'm putting my job on the line here. You know, I could lose my job for taking on such controversial topics, but it's controversy. That's the name of the show, and I'm willing to take those risks. So give me a hand here. Pick up your phone. That number's 725-4868. We want to hear what you think is a justifiable reason to shoot at someone when you're driving down the freeway. Like I said, I can't think of any, but I'm sure somebody out there, well, someone's out there, you know, there must be some reason because they're shooting at people. Now, I'm driving down the road, and Okay. Well, that guy did mention a good point. You know, driver's ed, that is pretty hard to tolerate. You're driving down the road, and you got these driver's eds. Now, why did they let those people out on the road? That's what I want to know. I mean, they're a risk to the public health, you know? They get out there, and they start swerving around, and I don't know, maybe they're nervous. But, well, they almost wreck into you, you know? And the worst part is when they don't wreck into you, but you go swerving to avoid them, and you hit somebody else. And then, you know, you got a fender bender that goes on your insurance record, and they get off scot-free, you know. I'll show you something there. The person in that driver's ed show, that person in the driver's ed car has definitely not got insurance because they're not even a driver yet. So, you know, if they do hit you, well, you know, you're just out of trouble, pal. Because they're not going to give you any sort of insurance. Now, maybe that's a justifiable reason to drive by and shoot something. But, okay, one reason to drive by and shoot someone. But how many of these incidents have been driver's ed cars? None of them, as far as I know. So let's hear a caller here that can give a reason why anybody would shoot someone in another car while they're driving by when they're not a driver's ed person. That number is 725-4868. Oh, boy. I tell you, the people out there, you guys must all be out to lunch or something here. I think it's a very exciting topic here. And we're just not getting any callers except these lunatic fringe types, you know? certainly not the middle of the road, huh? Get it? Middle of the road, huh? Oh, here we go, another caller here. Ah, I love this thing. Pearl Show, you're on the air.
Yeah, Papa Pearl.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you. I think that there should be open season on some of these people that are out there driving.
Oh, did I say that?
No, I do.
Oh, you said that.
Yeah, I think there should be.
What's the reason there, Carla?
Well, I'm tired of saving their lives and just about killing myself in the process.
Oh, really?
You know, there's really no sense in it.
As far as I'm concerned,
if I just about kill myself, I should take
yourself.
A gun out and shoot them for
you. Might as well. So you figure if you're going to die, you might as well shoot them too.
Yeah, might as well take them with me.
Well, that's an interesting point of view, and we thank you for calling. Pearl Show, you on the air. Go ahead, caller. Pearl Show, you on the air.
Hello. The topic is...
Drive-by shootings. Shooting people while you're driving by. You ever done that to somebody?
No.
Have you ever wanted to do that to somebody, caller?
Should.
Oh, you thought of a reason why?
Unless it's something like, let's say, for example, a Nazi or something.
Uh-huh.
But,
Oh, if it's a Nazi, it's okay. Well, that's interesting point of view, but,
what the Nazi's about to do,
uh-huh.
about to activate a bomb, okay.
Uh-huh. Well, listen here, let me give you a piece of advice here, Carla. If I were you and driving by, I'd be very careful that nobody takes that point of view towards you, okay?
Yeah.
Be really careful now. Thank you for calling. I got some other callers. Pearl, show you on the air?
Yeah, maybe these people are, like, possessed by Satan.
Possessed by Satan?
Yeah.
You know what, pal?
What?
This is only a wild guess, but you kind of sound like you're possessed by Satan. But give us another call later on, and we'll tell, okay? Pearl, show you on the air?
Yeah, I say you should just kill them all, you know.
Kill them all? You got a reason for that, caller?
Yeah, just get rid of them.
Get rid of them,
yeah,
uh-huh.
All right.
Well, I hope you're not one of the ones in the process. Just kidding, of course. Pearl, show you on the air? Oh, well, that's the best call we've had all night. Well, folks, that about winds it up for this week's exciting installment of the Papa Pearl Show. We appreciate all those interesting calls, and as usual, we got some other calls on there. I don't know if I can resist this, because this is such an interesting topic, but I'll give it a shot. Go ahead, Carly, on the air.
Is this Papa Pearl?
It was, but the show's over now.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for calling. Carl, show you on the air?
I don't understand why you shouldn't shoot people.
Uh-huh. You know, pal, I don't think you ever will. Keep those calls and letters coming. The address is P.O. Box B, as in bad boy, Stanford, California, 953. What's it? Engineer, get that letter. 94305. Thanks for joining us. We hope you tune in next Sunday at 9:45 for the Papa Pearl Show. That's all. God bless.